Hello?
Hi, is this Alfred?
This is Doreen. May I help you?
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know that you guys were approved for the program, for the waiver program.
I received the mail.
I'm so happy for you guys. Okay,
See.
so this is Shira from Family First Care LLC. You know me. So just moving forward, what's our next steps? So have they mentioned to you anything about insurance or anything? Does it say anything in the letter, anything like that?
No, only thing they said it was going to be someone come out to discuss the hours.
Do you know when that's going to be? Did they tell you when?
No, they didn't say when. They just said somebody be out, somebody get in contact with me, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. Somebody's going to get in contact with you. They are going to ask you a couple things. So here's what I always tell my clients, Doreen. Number one, this assessment they're going to come down to see is they want to see how many errors Alfred's going to be approved for. How do they do that? They take everything into account. The house, his activity, who's around him, who lives with him. So I just want to ask you up front, who lives with him? Do you live with him? What's the dynamic there?
It's like he lived with me because I've been taking care of him now since over 20 years. Ever since my mother passed, I've been taking care of
Okay.
him. So it's me,
So,
him, and my daughter and my grandson.
how old's your grandson?
He's only six.
Oh, wow. And he lives in the house?
Yeah.
Okay, one second. That may be an issue. One second. Not a big issue. Just before you go, let me just make sure of something. Do you mind if I put you on a little hold?
Sure.
All right, that's fine. It's not going to be an issue. Here's what I would recommend, Doreen. Remember, this is just a suggestion. What I would say is when they do come down to the assessment, you want to make sure that it looks like he doesn't get any assistance around from you guys. So you got to say something like what my clients sometimes say is like, oh, we are at work the whole day. We don't really have time to help the participant. That's why we're enrolling in the process. If they see that you're with at home with the client, they're not going to approve of as many hours as you'd want. So we don't encourage any anything that's not truthful, but we do say that there is things that you can say that will help your case to get the best out of it. If that's what this is just a suggestion.
Okay, to mention I'll be at work all the time.
Or, because you understand, it's like if they see you're by the assessment, right, and they see you're with Alfred and you're helping him out, the idea is that Alfred's getting the service because he doesn't have the assistance, right?
Okay.
Understood? So if
Yeah.
you're there, it's going to be like, oh, so he has a little bit of assistance. Let's just give him 5 hours a week. That's not, you went through such a process. You want at least 10, 15 hours a week, maybe more than that. So it's just a suggestion, whatever you're comfortable, we're comfortable, it's just we want to help you out in the best way we could.
Okay.
Second thing, Doreen, is they're going to ask you what agency you're working with, and I'll tell you why this is important. Because once they come down and they approve you for hours, it could be up to 20 hours, 25, however many you're approved for, they create something called an authorization. Now, because this is a state-provided program, the state is going to send us money to pay Doreen. No, I'm sorry. They send Doreen money. Now, in order for us to process the payment for Doreen, we need that authorization. And for you, you're going to be the caregiver, right?
Right.
In order for us to be able to pay you accordingly, we need that authorization. The only way they can give it to us is if they have our name on file for you guys. Now, it should already be on file. I just always say, just to make things a little smoother, you just make sure to mention it to them.
And it's family first, right?
No, so it's Family First Care, CARE, Family First Care, LLC.
LLC. Okay.
All righty. Do you have any questions for me so far?
No, that'll be all.
That'll be all.
I
Okay, so
got you. Yep.
I'll try and follow up with you. Now that you are approved, I want to make sure that the broker sees it as well. So I'll probably try and follow up with you tomorrow. We just have to make one phone call into the broker because they'll see what insurance, like what exactly is needed next to escalate the case. Or if it works
Okay.
better for you, I can reach out to you on Wednesday. You can decide.
Yeah, because the one I talked to, the broker I talked to the other day, when he told me somebody would be out here, I think he said Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken.
This
And he
Tuesday.
also said this would take all effect February the 1st.
Right. Okay. Meaning to say the services will start February 1st.
Right.
Okay. Let me just see. Okay, that sounds
Yep.
perfect.
Okay.
Now, Doreen, your next step is we're going to start enrolling you in the process to be the caregiver as well, now that the patient is almost done.
Okay.
So I'm going to have my people reach out to you to start that, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Take care. Let me know if you have any questions. Be well.
I will. Yep.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.